Arizona's economy is in growth mode, but there are still questions about whether there's enough diversity when it comes to the kinds of industries that excel here. And the recent Red for Ed movement has starkly illustrated concerns about how the state has funded K-12 education. Those same concerns apply to higher education, too. So how strong is Arizona's fiscal condition now, and how much has changed in the past four decades? To talk about that, I turn to economist Dan Anderson. For years, he was with the Department of Economic Security, and he recently retired from his role as Director of Institutional Analysis with the Arizona Board of Regents, and he's with me. Dan, with the recent intensity around raising teacher pay, also funding generally for K-12 education in Arizona, we've heard more about revenue projections. The governor's was a lot different from the Joint Legislative Budget Committee's, so how does that work?
I can speak specifically to what happens over on the legislative side because I'm a member of what's known as the FAC, the Finance Advisory Committee, which advises the legislature on what we think revenues are going to be. And at least for our group, it's a group of economists, about a dozen or so, who make projections on roughly four different measures. One is sales tax. What are we going to collect on transaction privilege taxes? Second one is personal income taxes. Third one is corporate income taxes. And then the fourth one is the insurance premium. There's a little bit of a tax, if you will, applied to insurance payments, and that comes to the state. So we make projections of those four measures of what we think is going to happen in the future. We look at things like economic growth in Arizona, what's going on nationally, interest rates, and each of us makes these independently. We make our own estimates. We put them together. We submit them to the Joint Legislative Budget Committee. They then tabulate those. They basically average all of our 10 or 12 results that come in. And that is what gives, at least from the legislative side, what that forecast is. Now, there's a slightly different process that happens in the governor's office, but basically the same kind of thing. They use an economist, Dennis Hoffman, from ASU, who makes some projections. Some other people have some input. That goes into then the Office of Strategic Planning and Budgeting, which is the governor's budget office. So you get kind of two different views. They're often different. I mean, you know, the old saw, ask an economist a question, you'll get three different answers, maybe four if they're from Harvard. But you get a little bit different view because we all have different weights of what we think the national economy is going to do, what's going to happen to trade policies, just lots of different things that are unknown at this point.
Dan, you've been an economist in the state for more than four decades. We saw, obviously, the boom-bust cycle in the Valley. And I'm wondering if you think, because after the Great Recession, there was even more of a push to diversify the economy, and that can mean so many different things. Do you think we're legitimately on that track to be more protected in terms of not being quite as reliant on growth and real estate and that kind of thing?
I would say yes to that. I first started in about 75, and there was a terrible recession going on at the time with the Arab oil embargo and everything. And we as a state were very dependent on, you know, industries like agriculture and cattle and copper and some of those. I remember being in the office when Motorola laid off, you know, thousands and thousands of people in one day. I mean, we just had a few businesses in Arizona that were so big that if they had problems, boy, we all felt it. So I don't think we're as nearly dependent on one sector or one small group of businesses as we had been before. To that, I say, you know, it's a positive. But I think there's still need for more diversification. If I have any concern, it's that we don't have enough of, if you will, kind of mid-level and upper-level kinds of businesses that will allow people to stay in Arizona and continue to progress in their career and not have to leave Phoenix to go to Los Angeles or Chicago or New York as they become, you know, more senior in their field to, you know, pursue engineering or finance or whatever their business might be.
How much do you think the K-12 struggles in the state, primarily with funding, have affected the perception at least? Because that's one of the things that is often mentioned as to, yes, the economy's been growing in Arizona, but boy, could it have been growing faster? Could it have been growing even better if other businesses, other companies had more faith in our education system?
I'll show my bias. I'm happy to do that. And that is, I believe education is really very critical. And it's education at all levels. Because when businesses, I've worked on many projects where businesses have been looking to relocate. And you hear a lot of talk about taxes. Boy, if your taxes are lower, businesses will just show up. Well, if that was the case, nobody would be in California anymore. They would have left long ago. They obviously have not. When businesses are looking to relocate and looking to expand, one of their very first questions is workforce. Yes, you know, maybe some specialized business needs land or it needs something unique because of its overall function. But over and over again, it's, you know, do we have an adequate workforce for our particular purposes, and are the wages going to be reasonable? And so I think if we can do more to develop, you know, our capacity to develop that workforce of the future, that's simply going to pay us benefits.
Your most recent position was with the Arizona Board of Regents. So I want to get your take on how the universities are doing. They're a huge economic driver. We know that. What do you see as far as the condition of the three state universities as it relates to their impact on the economy and whether there could be something more creative to boost them a little bit more to in order to take more advantage of that?
Well, I'm real proud of how they have grown and developed over the time that I was at the board office. I'm not saying that I was responsible, but I happened to have been there at the time. And they are such dynamic entities. I had really no prior experience with higher ed until I arrived there, except as a graduate student, and I knew it from a student's perspective. If there's one thing that I would argue for, I would suggest is an area where the state could have a lot of influence would be in a state-based financial aid program. The demographics of Arizona have changed a lot since the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. We have a large number of individuals who are lower income, first generation. When they see the published sticker price of tuition at $10,000, $11,000, $12,000, they're immediately turned off, even though the actual price that students pay is substantially less. There's lots of financial aid available. And if there's one thing that I think we need to continue to do a better job of is helping individuals understand what the need-based aid is that's available, what the merit aid-based aid is available. But the state has just a very, very, very small, we are probably 47th in the nation, 48th in the nation in state-based financial aid. And if we could really ramp that up and start to have students better understand that college, be it community colleges or the universities, mm-hmm. is something that's affordable for them, I think they might be more interested. And we need to make that available to individuals, not when they're juniors or seniors, but literally in the middle school age grades.
Dan Anderson just retired as the Arizona Board of Regents Director of Institutional Analysis. He's also been a go-to economist around here for a long time. Dan, thanks.
Thank you.